Okay, good evening everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Shin Yod Tes. We are holding at Shin Yod Tes, Seif Tes Vav, on the bottom of page 284. Tonight's Amud is Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we will do Shin Yod Tes, Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, and Yod Zayin. So let's see. Seif Tes Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch. Misanenish Nasan Vachardim, Misanenish. If you have a strainer that you put mustard in to strain, put to eat in Babetza. You're allowed to put an egg in the strainer. Even though the yolk will go down and the white will stay up on the top part, so you're separating the yolk from the white of the egg. Nevertheless, that's going to be mutter. It's not considered borer. Why is that not borer? It says in Mishmor Sifkat Nun Zayin, Shenasim Ba Hainu Me'er of Shabbos. Shabbos also the sign of Chadol Yedim Samenes. We're talking about where you're straining the mustard already from Erev Shabbos, because to strain mustard on Shabbos is for sure asur. Mishum Da Psolah Shabbachad Nun Shalom Marvel Mechzik Borer Kivin Sheinu Ochlan. Because certainly the psolah of the junk of the chardel stays above in the strainer, and therefore it's for sure a violation of borer to do that on Shabbos. But if it's already straining from before Shabbos and you throw the egg in and the egg is going to separate, that's what we're talking about. Even on Yantif, you know, that'll be borer the mustard. So the egg is going to have part of it stay above and the other part go down through the strainer. And it's not there to be eaten. Nevertheless, it's not considered that you're being boren. Ochel from psoles daaf achelman shu misanein einu b'shvil achila rakedin liapus marei chardel. Because even the part that you're straining that goes through, you're not putting it there to eat it. You're putting it there to give a nicer look to the mustard. So that's not considered ochel. So you're not taking ochel from psoles. Vimu misanein kde lechol achelman. And if you're straining in order to eat the chelmon, aser, then a taka would be aser to shemini achal and mikri v'shayachalzeh shem breira, because then it would be considered two types of ochel where there is borer. V'yesh makilim b'zeh v'nachal lahachmir. There are those that are makel on that, even when you intend for eating it, but it's still proper to be machmir. Valkein, and therefore yesh lizar milivar achelmon min achelbon alidei ezekli k'dei litrofos of lishboch l'toch hakafi k'mashnagin b'makum chalav. Apparently before they had Starbucks non-dairy creamers and all these other types of almond milks and oat milks and all these other things, what they used to do for a non-dairy creamer was that they would take egg whites and they would beat the egg whites, and the egg whites would become the creamer that they would use. So one should be careful not to separate the white from the yolk in order to beat the white, in order to pour that into coffee instead of having milk in the coffee. Even assuming there's not going to be any bishul issue, because it's a borer issue. But you're allowed to pull it out by hand, because that's biyad, miyad, ochel mitach psolos. That's going to be mutter. What did the mutter ali day iroi miklipa leklipa? You're also allowed to be borered by pouring. When you crack an egg and you pour from one shell to the other, you pour the yolk back and forth, and the white comes through. That, you know, lands in the bowl below. That's also going to be mutter. It's like I'm getting mikri kaporer biyado, because that's like you're pulling out the white biyad, because the yolk, the shell doesn't really help in the borer process. It just helps you keep your hands clean. We can all be sifkatan nun hey, like we said back in sifkatan nun hey. Now moving on to sifta zayin. Mayim sheish bem tolaim. If you have water that has worms in it, mutal shtosan ali de mapa b'shabbos. You could put a filter over your mouth and pour the water through that filter over your mouth. Talo shayich borer meshamer el v'msakin in kodem achilu shtia. Because borer or straining is only going to be a problem if you strain it first and then you eat or drink it. Avol im b'shas shtia ma'akiv es apsol shayikonis toch biv ein zem ein melach u'mutter. But if as you're drinking it, it just holds back, it prevents the psolus from going into your mouth, that's mutter. I think they have these straws that they sell for people in like third world countries or people who go camping or whatever, where the water is filthy and you suck up through the straw and it cleans all the water just on the way through the straw. So that's exactly this case, that you're filtering the water on its way into your mouth. You're not filtering it and separating it somewhere else. So that lechora is mutter. That is not a violation of borer on Shabbos. So sifkata nuntes It's not going to be a malabin problem on the cloth because it's not dirty. So those opinions that asr mishum malabin would asr over here also based on malabin. But that's only if you're using water. But no one asr is getting a cloth wet with wine on account of malabin, because that's not cleaning the cloth at all. The cloth does not become whiter or cleaner by it being soaked in wine. Even if you pour water through a cloth, even according to those that asr soaking a cloth in water, they would be matir pouring it through a cloth over your mouth. And certainly b'shasat chakel can be make like that opinion, because it is certainly not your intention to launder anything. Delo shayich borer, so it's not borer as you're pouring it through the cloth over your mouth. But why isn't it aser out of a concern that you might squeeze it out? Because how much of the beged are you actually soaking? It's just the amount that covers your mouth, you know, the opening of your mouth. It's a very tiny section of the any beged that's going to fit over your mouth, and therefore there's no chashash that you're going to come to be sochet. You're not even going to bother yourself to be sochet. But you should be careful, don't use your sleeve to put over your mouth to pour the water through, because then it's going to become very uncomfortable when you wear it as a sleeve, and there's more of a chashash that you might come to be sochetit, because it's going to be bothered, it's going to bother you when you wear it as a sleeve. Sivkat on samach aleph ela b'masakein. So we said that ela b'masakein was the only time it's borer is if you were borer prior to eating. So says the Mishnah Berura v'alkein. We referenced this Mishnah Berura last night. Therefore, kishenofel zvuv or davar acher b'machul mashke. If you have a fly or something else that's undesired that falls into your food or drink, lo yasir zvuv bein biyad bein bakli. You're not allowed to remove the fly, whether it be by hand or whether it be bakli. Davi bor psolus miochel, because removing the fly is taking the psolus out of the ochel. So even if you do biyad miyad, it's not going to help. Ella, what do you do? Yikach ksas agame amaychol amashke imo v'yizrok. You take a little bit of the maychol or the mashke with it and throw it out. So that's what we mentioned yesterday, that this is the great chiddush of the Taz, that it's not called borer if along with the psoles you're also removing some ochel. And the Chazanish says, no, that's not what it means. Of course it's borer if you have all of, if one side you made all ochel and the other side you have psoles with a drop of ochel with it. Of course that's borer. No, what the heter over here is with the fly is that the definition of mixture is only what looks like it's mixed together. So if you have a fly in your soup, only the soup that's like between the fly's wings and in the immediate vicinity of the fly is considered to be mixed with the fly. The rest of your bowl of soup is not mixed with the fly. It's very distinguishable from the fly. So when you take the whole spoon out, you spoon out the fly with whatever soup is around it, you didn't separate the mixture. You pulled out the entire mixture and put it somewhere else. So that's why it's not a problem of borer. So it would turn out, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, if you have a bunch of flies in your soup, you have what they used to call in camp, we don't have this anymore here in Camp Kaylee, we're much fancier, but they used to have something called bug juice in camp. So it was essentially some sort of Hawaiian punch that they made only in garbage pails and attracted every bug that imaginable. So if you want to start scooping out the bugs from the bug juice, that would be us, or even if you pull out some of the juice together with it, because the whole thing is a taroves, and if the whole thing is a taroves, you're not allowed to do borer even if you do pull out some of the liquid with it. Finally, Sif Yud Zayin, HaMechabed, Spir Shemotzi Echem Min HaChalav. If a person, what do they call it, churns, and he churns butter from milk, to let this borer, that's a told of borer, Lefi Chachavu Bi Shenosin, Shenosnim Shum Shemim, the egozim, the dvash, lo yichabtsim biyado. And therefore, if you put sesame seeds and nuts in honey, you shouldn't gather them together with your hand. You shouldn't churn them together with your hands. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says before we move on to the Ramah. Pirush Shemotzi, says Mishbrusik on Samach Beis, V'chein alokei acholav v'nosin bokeva u'shar minichim utzkadei l'chabtzo. Or the same would be if you're not actually physically churning it, but you put in some sort of chemical or something to make it, to turn milk into butter. Awa usikim in pligemi v'nosin akom b'tocho me'acholav notvin, or you have one of those filter bags that they, those cheese bags that they have, that you pour the milk in with some sort of chemical, and it turns it into the liquid of the milk drips through, and it, and you have cheese left in the bag. All of that is part of mechabetz, which is the told of borer. And that's also even if it's aliyde eno yudi, even if it's done by a non-Jew. And similarly, if you take the fat from the surface of milk, shekorin sametene, I don't know what that is. He says shamenes. Okay, so you take the milk fat off the milk. That's also, so if you're making your own skim milk, you take fresh milk and you skim the fat off the top of the milk. That's also borer. Al ken yizaher kishayagia samul b'chalav yaniach ksas imachalav azshari. So therefore, you should be careful that if you're skimming off the fat from the top, leave a little bit of fat together with the milk, so then it will be mutter. And same is going to be the opposite. If you're pulling out the milk, leave some of the milk with the shuman. But if you're going to take off all the shuman, you know, exactly, and leave all the milk, then it's going to be also, even if you plan on eating it right away, because you're doing it with a kli. But all of that is only if you want to eat it on Shabbos. If you don't want to eat it on Shabbos, then it's anyway awesome, because right? If you start skimming your milk on Shabbos so that you'll have breakfast on Sunday morning, that's achana. So that's anyway going to be awesome. So nothing to even talk about. In Sharatin writes, "Vuhu pashut," right? It's obvious. And if you don't need it, but you're afraid that it's going to get ruined or spoiled, you can ask an Eino Yehudi to do it as long as he's not borer b'tzimtzum, as long as he doesn't really fully separate all the fat from all the liquid. Once you can isolate the borer problem and turn it into only a hachana problem, you could do hachana al yedei Eino Yehudi b'makom efsed. I mean, you can ask a guy to do hachana for you if there's going to be a loss of money. To let this borer room. So he said it's a toldo of borer to churn butter. Similarly, cheese making, to put milk in a hot place in order to make cheese, is a toldo of borer. And anyway, it's a violation of bona when you make cheese. Because when you have different chunks that are held together and become a single unit, that looks a lot like bona. So cheese making is a violation of bona anyway. Sounds from here, when we spoke about putting, when the Shulchan Aruch transitions into a discussion of putting sesame and nuts into honey, that somehow this relates to borer. And because it relates to borer, if you're going to pull the sesame and the nuts by hand, and it's and you're going to eat it right away, it's going to be mutter, because you have all three conditions. However, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Tosefta that this is not a borer issue, this is a lisha issue, it is a lush issue. And if it's a violation of lush, then you don't have this etzah of miyad biyad ochel mitoch psoldas. So a big nafkamina, whether the concern over here with the nuts and the sesame and the honey is a borer issue or a lisha issue. If it's a borer issue, then you have a heter if it's ochel mitoch psoldas and miyad and biyad. But if it's a lush issue, no such heter. So it means even though you're allowed to put it there, still lo yichabtzim biyado. Ratzolomer lo yichabtzim biyado lahafrido sam min advash. You shouldn't gather them by hand to separate them from the honey. Vidad de b'tosefta isa. You should know it says in the Tosefta, avol mechabitzu meisa kedeira va'ochel, that you could be mechabitzu meisa kedeira and eat it. Verotzalomer, what that means to say is, Lahafrid Bekaf Michael Ova Minarot of Demutr, that you're allowed to separate using a spoon a thick food from the sauce. That's mutter. Why? Mishum tederech achila hu bekach. Because that's derech achila. Nogu shalolite shmarim b'mashka b'shabes kedei la'amidam. Afal pi shoroi l'shtosu b'shabes. Minig is not to put sediment into a mashka on Shabbos in order to leave it there, even though it's a rotwe to drink on Shabbos. V'amagin Avram Kasav Dezeh told this borer, v'ay Dezeh yordin gam shemir ha'mashka atzvah b'shulei akli v'udum yedim ha'chavetz. V'amagin Avram says it's borer because the shmarim are going to sink to the bottom and it's separate from the liquid. So it's just like cheese making or churning, where the by putting the keva in, by putting the rennet in, it separates the whey from the curds, and you know, or the milk from the comb of the different particles. So that's why it's going to be problematic if it separates out the different components of the beverage or of the milk. Says the Rama, Harokek Beruach B'Shabbos. If someone spits into the wind on Shabbos, Varuach Mefazer Harok, and the wind scatters the saliva, Chayev Mishum Zore. That is a violation of Zore. That when you throw the grain into the air and the wind blows the dirt away, and the grain, the heavier grain, comes back down to the ground. So that is Zore, and therefore spitting into the wind and the saliva scattering all over the place is Zora. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says, I've never seen anyone concerned about this. Certainly it's not your intention when you spit into the wind. It's not the normal way of Zora. And he says, Zora v'zora esatavua berachas laruach u'echem lamtasavus melachos. If you actually do Zora, that's one of the lamtasavus melachos. Right, so this is why the post can talk about when you spray something on Shabbos, let's say out of a can, so that really scatters in a million directions in teeny tiny particles. So Menachos Yitzchak writes that it's not Zora because of exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. There's no kavana to be Zora. Zora means that you're separating one thing from the other. You're not really separating anything from everything. It's just scattering the spray all over the place. So therefore, it lechora is not a problem. When Moshe writes, if you have a humidifier where it's just a cold humidifier, so you just pour water in and it just spritzes the water all over the place, and the machine is running anyway, you're just pouring more water in, lechora, that is not a problem of Zora either. They have these like fake air conditioners that have like that, where you just pour water in and it spritzes cold water all over the room. So that's lechora, not a problem of Zora. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that you can't use a cleat to separate egg white from yolk if you plan on eating the white, but you can pour from one shell to the other in order to separate them. We said you can drink through a cloth because that's called derech achila, but better not to use your sleeve to drink through the sleeve, since that's going to be uncomfortable and you might come to be soaked it. Then we said that if you have a fly in your soup, remove it together with some soup. Don't just remove the fly. And then we said that churning butter and cheese making is a violation of Borer. And while the Ramah says that spitting into the wind is a violation of Zora, Mishnah Berurah says we never heard of such a thing and it is not a violation of Zora at all. Okay, Bashem, tomorrow we will begin the dinim of Schita on Shabbos with Simin Shimcha. Everyone have a wonderful evening. I'll see you tomorrow, probably at a different time tomorrow. My schedule is a little bit different. I'm speaking in Hask tomorrow.